Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vascon Engineers Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Santosh Sundararajan, Group CEO, Vascon Engineers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Vascon Engineers for the second quarter and half-year ended September 30, 2023. Today, joining with me on the call is Mr. Somnath Biswas, our CFO, and our investor relations team, Stellar Investor Relations. I believe you would have gone through the Q2 H1 FY24 financial results and results presentations uploaded on the stock exchanges and on the company's website. During the first half of FY2024, the company saw steady momentum for the overall business. Our EPC witnessed a flattish revenue growth as few of the EPC projects have been completed during the quarter, and we expect pickup in the growth momentum for Q3 FY2024 onwards as the company has won new orders amounting to 1,034 crores in Q2 FY2024. In terms of profitability, standalone EBITDA margin has been maintained at a healthy 14% in Q2 FY2024. Our outlook for the EPC segment remains strong, backed by the strong order book of rupees 2,854 crores. With an order book at over 4.3 times of FY2023 revenue, a strong balance sheet, high efficiency of all business segments, and our overall improved financial position, extended BG limits, and having received new orders during the quarter, we believe we are well positioned to continue this growth trajectory in the coming quarters. Let me take a few minutes to reiterate our recent developments, which has built a strong foundation for the company to grow on. Improved credit rating. In July 2023, CRISIL upgraded its credit rating to CRISIL BBB+ from BBB for long-term facilities and CRISIL A2 from A3+ for short-term facilities. With the upgraded rating, our BG limit has been increased during the quarter, which allows us to grow our order book position and continue the EPC execution run rate. The company has received the sanction letter from Karnataka Bank for 50 crores working capital limit and expects to increase the working capital limit to 480 crores by the end of FY2024 from 303 crores currently. The ratings have also helped us negotiate better interest rates. EPC execution and order book. During the quarter, EPC revenue increased marginally by 1% year-on-year to rupees 157 crores in Q2 FY2024 as few of our EPC projects got completed during the quarter. However, we have received some new orders whose execution will kickstart, and we expect Q3 FY2024 onwards the execution run rate to regain its growth momentum. A quick update on our order book position. We started the year with an order book of 2,172 crores, executed order book worth 302 crores in H1 FY2024, and we have won new orders worth rupees 1,034 crores in H2 FY2024. The recently received orders include a letter of acceptance of 513 crores for construction of Lohia Medical College and Hospital, including hospital and residential building at Supol in Bihar. We've also received an LOI for 222 crores from Brigham Group Company India, which is a Government of India enterprise, for construction of Government Medical College at Kanker District, Chhattisgarh. We also received an LOI for 299 crores from the Jharkhand State Building Construction Corporation for construction of the remaining work of medical college and upgradation of district hospital at Kodagma. Our total order book as on 30th September 2023 stands at 2,854 crores, which forms almost 4.3 times FY2023 revenues, providing strong visibility of EPC revenue growth for the next 2-3 years. Of the total orders, external EPC orders are 2,476 crores, and the balance 378 form internal orders. Further, almost 87% of the order book is towards government projects, which provides visibility of faster execution and uninterrupted cash flows. Real estate continues towards growth momentum. Coming to our real estate business, as mentioned earlier, the nature of the bookkeeping treatment in terms of Ind AS requirements means there can be some timing differences between booking of expenses and booking of revenues. Now that a large part of our real estate project portfolio is completed, we will start seeing a positive reflection on the results from our real estate business segment from next year onwards. Our new sales booking in H1 FY24 stood at 84,821 square feet area for a total sales value of 74 crores. During H1 FY24, our real estate revenue stood at 78 crores and an EBITDA of 26 crores. The gross margin came in at 45%, while EBITDA margin was 34% in H1 FY24. We are hopeful for maintaining the momentum in real estate segment, considering the good pipeline ahead. We are also tying up with realtors based in Pune, Mumbai and Toronto. In our real estate segment, we have already launched one project in FY24 and we are currently in the process of launching two more projects this year. However, current year decline in real estate revenue will be compensated by EPC sales for the year, so that the total top line will be maintained compared to the previous year. Lastly, the GMP businesses have started looking healthier and performance now, and it has continued to deliver sustainable performance in the past quarter as well. Revenue of Rs. 114 crore for H1 FY24 and healthy gross margins of 32% with an EBITDA at 8 crores, which is 7% margin in H1 FY24. The debt position. The company has been repaying a significant amount of its high-cost debt over the last 30 months, and this has helped the company bring down its finance costs substantially during the year. We are happy to report that over the past 30 months, we have reduced our total gross debt by 38 crore, Rs. 177 crore as on September 30, 2023, as against 214 crore as on March 31, 2021. However, during the half year, gross debt has increased by 40 crore, majorly on account of entering into new joint ventures for real estate, as well as certain amounts being utilized as bid bond money, EMD, for new orders won by the company, where an EMD deposit for bidding new projects in EPC. This has led to increase in our net debt to Rs. 73 crores as on September 30, 2023. Before going to our financial performance, a little update on the overall industry. As per the industry sources, India is becoming a favored destination for foreign direct investments in the infrastructure sector. The government of India has provided supportive measures. Through the flagship events such as National Infrastructure Pipeline, Gati Shakti, Sagarmala, Bharatmala, Udan, and Maritime India Vision 2030, among others, have created a lot of opportunities in the infrastructure sector. It also reflects the potential revenue on investment in India's rapidly growing infrastructure industry. As per the CRISIL, India is expected to double its infrastructure investment in the upcoming 7 fiscal years ahead of 2030 to reach over Rs. 143 lakh crore, compared to the approximately Rs. 67 lakh crore invested between the fiscal years 2017 and 2023. This is a significant increase. As an outstanding amount of this investment, almost Rs. 37 lakh crore, is designated for green field projects. This is a fivefold increase over the last 7 fiscal years. CRISIL underlined that in order to sustain India's strong infrastructure investment narrative over the long run, consistent policies and prompt regulatory measures are required. Larger projects and more mega-scale initiatives will characterize India's infrastructure development in the future, necessitating the active participation of all stakeholders. In the recent report by Real Estate Consultancy, we have stated that India's residential market has displayed a robust growth trajectory in the real estate market and seen a 12% year-on-year growth and increase in demand for residential units, with the mid and premium categories reflecting a majority of revenue and affordable category witnessing a fall in volume. The fundamental structure of the industry has undergone a significant alteration. Coming to the financial performance of the company in Q2 FY24. On the overall financial performance, let me start with the standalone numbers. During Q2 FY24, the company reported a total income of Rs. 176 crores as against Rs. 183 crores in Q2 FY23. It saw a degrowth of 3% year-on-year. In Q2 FY24, EBITDA stood at Rs. 25 crores as against Rs. 26 crores with a marginal degrowth of 4% in the corresponding period last year. EBITDA margin was at 14% and reported a net profit of Rs. 20 crores in Q2 FY24 as against 22 crore in Q2 FY23. On a consolidated basis in Q2 FY24, the company reported total income of Rs. 235 crore as against 235 crore in Q2 FY23, a flattish growth year on year. The EBITDA stood at rupees 29 crore with EBITDA margin of 12% against rupees 29 crore in Q1 FY23 and the net profit at rupees 21 crore as against rupees 23 crore in Q2 FY23. To conclude, we would like to reiterate that the company continues to be focused towards building a strong business with focus on execution of our projects, efficiently deploying our capital, increasing our order book while maintaining financial prudence, which all enhance profitability. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you can press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Would request participants, if you wish to join the question queue, please press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Mr. Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 Portfolio Management Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Hi, good morning. And congrats on good set of numbers. My first question was, in the previous quarter, we said that GMP is expected to grow by 10 to 15% in top line and 20% in bottom line in FY24. But in first half, we have not seen any growth. We also said that there is a sufficient order book and hence we expect good growth. Can you elaborate what happened there in the first half and why it is not the growth which we expected is not happening?
See, basically, if you look at the year-on-year basis, definitely GMP will have a growth of 15 to 20% growth, what we have already projected, and that is very much on the track. But Q2 is always a subdued period for the GMP also. It is previously also observed for a couple of times. But currently, GMP is having a significant order book as on their hand. They are having almost close to 250 crore order book in their hand, and which is mostly extinguished over a period of 6 to 9 months period. So we are not seeing any major challenge in terms of the Q3 and Q4 to achieve that kind of growth what we have projected. So we are very much on the track in both on the top line and bottom line.
And one more thing. We have seen the loans from NBFCs have again increased by 50 crore something, okay. So should we assume that all these are for residential land payment to the residential business or?
As it is already mentioned, it has been utilized for the growth capital. If you have gone through the presentation given by Dr. Santosh, it is clearly mentioned that it is used for growth capital, both for the new JVs and JVs enter into the real estate, as well as bid bond money and some growth capital for EPC, for the new, whichever the new contract, almost 1,000 crore new contract, we have that. For that, it has been used.
Your voice was not clear. Can you just repeat it?
It has been actually, if you come to the presentation given by Dr. Santosh, it has clearly mentioned that the money has been utilized for the growth capital for both real estate and EPC. We entered into a couple of joint ventures and for a real estate, and already bagged almost 1,000 crore order. For that, we have increased some working capital as well as this bid bond money. All these things have been utilized. So this enhancement of the debt is majorly due to the growth with what we are moving ahead.
For working capital, we can get the finance from banks. So
see, for that, we need a bank assessment which is underway. So whatever the existing assessment, that working capital limit has been fully utilized. So our revised assessment is underway. So we are expecting almost 200 crore growth in the working capital limit, both in fund-based and non-fund-based put together.
Okay. Okay. I'll join back in the queue. I think there is some problem with my audio.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rajendra, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, I'm audible.
Yes.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Rajendra. I have two quick questions. My first question is, in your recent EPC order wins, you have got a few medical colleges and hospital contracts. Is that a conscious attempt from the management to build medical colleges and hospitals? And is there in relation to the clean room company GMP Technical Solutions? What I'm getting at is, are you getting better margins in hospital projects? That I want to know. And second question is regarding the Kalyani Nagar projects. What is the status of the projects? Thank you.
Yes, so in a way it is a bit coincidental that we are bagging more hospitals. It is not necessarily a very conscious attempt that we will only try for hospital projects. The government, both state and center, seem to be focusing on quite a few hospital projects, and so we are now, and quite a few of them are on EPC mode, and so we are confident of adding value and, you know, ensuring our profitability is intact, so we are participating in some of these. But having said that, your point is very valid. GMP, although in the order that we secure as Rascom, which we have been reporting so far, the scope of GMP in hospitals in terms of equipment and in terms of clean room installation, those steps are not included in Rascom's order, and therefore we will not be able to do a sort of a data integration in past those pieces of work for GMP. However, we are now in the process of introducing GMP to these clients and consultants so that they get themselves, enlisted in the department so that they can participate in those bids when those bids come. And hopefully, we will be able to direct them to have a few orders in. Because all these hospitals will definitely have a good amount of clean room input, which will come down the road. The second question in terms of Kalyani Nagar land, we are, discussing with a couple of big single clients. It's a very nascent space to be declaring anything, but we are hopeful of closing another of a single client with a single building for at least half the project, about 5 lakh square feet in the next few months. If that happens, you know, that will be a good start to kick off that project. If not, we have the plan B always of, doing residential over there, which will then be put into action.
Thank you very much.
Doctor, ladies and gentlemen, we have the management line connected back. Thank you so much for patiently holding. So we take the next question from the line of Mr. Mahesh Shah, who is an individual investor. At the same time, would also like to remind participants that if you wish to join the question queue, please press star and one now. So the next question is from the line of Mr. Mahesh Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. So I just wanted to know, can you like provide some guidance on the real estate segment for the remaining half of the financial year?
So we've been maintaining, we do not really have, from a revenue recognition or a P&L balance sheet point of view, we do not really have much this year that will see completion. So, going forward for the next two quarters also, we expect real estate this year to be, bleak, just as like it has been in the first two quarters in terms of top line. The margins, of course, are always healthy in real estate, but the decline would not be compared to even last year's top, which is what we've been giving a guideline over the last few quarters. Next year, we expect to see completions of projects, and we expect to see, the top line coming in as far as real estate is concerned. However, launching two more projects this year, we are actively increasing our real estate order book, both in Pune and in Mumbai. In Mumbai, we are hopeful to be closing at least one more redevelopment. We will be launching one more project before the end of the year. And so the pipeline in terms of growth of real estate, the order booking is all happening at good pace. The revenues will start coming to our book from next year onwards.
Okay, thank you, I got it. So when are we expecting that the Powai project will start?
We do hope to launch the Powai project, if possible in this year, but otherwise it might go to early part of next financial year. We are in the processes of securing the approval and.
Okay, thank you. And one last final question, that how much order are we bidding in the second half of the financial year?
We will be continuing to bid. We were enhancing our BG limit, and so that gives us confidence to continue to bid and, try for many more projects. We are, in fact, very hopeful of at least bagging another 800 to 1,000 crore within the next month itself. The project we have already bid for, and we are at the final stage of negotiation, or probably we are L1 and waiting for the LOI from the authorities. So that part is pretty much in hand in terms of another 800 crores of order booking. Beyond that, before March, we would try to, keep the order booking on, although we have already exceeded with this internet. We would have well exceeded our target we set for us in the beginning of the year. We will be almost achieving all of that. But if the BG limits are in, which will be good news, then we will continue to, explore the support. I mean, the going is good. We don't want to put brakes on that. If we are able to bag even more by March, then, as we say, we always look at.
Sorry to interrupt again. Well, sir, there is a lot of disturbance which is coming from your sound, and the voice is breaking a lot.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So as I said, we hope to be booking another 800 for sure, and then we'll be continuing to take targets to book even more before March. So hopefully we want to start the next financial year with close to upwards of 3,500 crore order backlog in hand.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question and join the question queue, please press star and one now. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Mr. Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 Portfolio Management Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. See, my one question was, a few quarters back, we stated that we have a team which is focusing on private sector also, okay? Private sector EPC contracts, okay? Can you elaborate what is the progress on that, and what are the challenges you are facing in that business? And is there something more to be done to get the business, or do you think the type of contracts which you are interested in are not coming, and hence that business is not coming up or scaling up, whatever we can say?
Yes, you're right. It's a valid point. See, our strategies on government sector and private sector are quite different. In the private sector, we are being extremely choosy. So when we start filtering the quality of the client, the quality of the project, the finances of the project, all of these, and then the profitability, when we put all these factors and want to strike a deal which ticks for us on all these factors, it does become extremely difficult. So, but at the same time, we are not desperate to just bag, an order from the private sector just to say that we have done that. Having said that, we have been bidding for at least three or four good projects, which we would be happy to take, and we are hopeful that at least, one of them will translate in the next couple of months. So we will be, hopefully having good news on this front before the next call, because that team, as you said, is working on this. But the intake might be slower than it will be in the government for the time being because of our own decision to be extremely picky, and our terms that we lay also.
we do not want to accept all the terms that the client puts on us, and we negotiate on many of those terms. So sometimes we just back off because we are not successful in those negotiations.
Okay. And can you give any idea on business development in the residential side of the business? I mean, not just launches, but any new projects are you thinking about, and any sales target or anything you have in the mind on that business? Because the environment is very good, or what we understand from. So what are we doing to maximize out of what is happening in the market?
Yes, you're right. The environment, sales environment for real estate will be very good. Unfortunately, we do not have, you know, so many projects with unsold inventory at this point of time to extinguish. So what we have in hand is going slow and steady. The rest of it, you know, whatever we have launched at Portage, Windermere is of course also over. That story is over.
Sir, the audio is not clear. We are not able to hear you, what you are saying.
Is it better now?
Yeah, but we missed what you were saying.
Yeah, so I'm saying, yes, scenario in the market for residential sales has been very good overall, and unfortunately we have only, you know, Forest Edge and Coimbatore as projects where we had unsold inventory, which we have almost you know, managed to sell in this period, and we are now hoping to launch, as I said, in Pune one more in Baner coming up, trying to tie up more projects as quickly as we can, so that by next year we can have, you know, a series of launches.
And have you seen a price increases for wherever the inventory is, and how, what type of price increase would we have seen in last 6 months to 1 year?
Yes, now the price has started increasing. We have seen about, you know, almost a 15-20% rise in the price in good locations in the last 1 year.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. See, I could not hear the answer last time on this question of what you stated. Initially, the voice was very unclear. Right. What you were saying on your incremental loans from NBFCs, I was not able to hear that.
No, we said, see, we've taken about 30 odd crores of debt over this period, primarily for two reasons. One is the real estate. To launch a couple of projects in real estate, the initial approval costs and all of that. And the second is, as we have taken up new orders in EPC, there is an initial, you know, investment needed in terms of initial expenses on these projects, bid bonds, etc. We did not want to use most of our BG limits and draw down on our advances available from one or two clients as a strategy, because we want to save our BG limits for bagging more projects. And even the cost of, you know, using the BG limits to draw down advances is also pretty similar, because most of these advances come at a cost. And so we felt that it is better to keep the BG limits in short-term sources from outside, which we will then be under pressure to extinguish fast. So that's the reason we have used these sources to, you know, some debt.
And our credit rating improved to BBB+ from BBB. You also mentioned it. But has it started or has it given us any benefits in the loans what we are getting from NBFCs or the new loans? I understand there is interest rates also which have risen, but overall, how is the cost of capital moved for us in last?
See, there is a, to answer your question, there is a two-way benefit what we are envisaging, what we are experiencing right now. One, despite of the increase in the lending rate, still our rate is very competitive what you are getting from NBFC. The comfort from NBFCs and banks are hugely increased. Secondly, what we are expecting, that assessment which is underway with our lead banker, which is State Bank of India, with a much more better terms of the, what we are already having as on date. So that result is expected by another month or so, the reverse assessment is underway. So obviously, the banking scenario, the attraction has increased substantially. The rate is also much more stabilized. We are in a better position to negotiate rates and do the deal to get us. And sentiment of the lender has significantly changed over a last couple of months or maybe something more than also. So a lot of positive benefit we are now experiencing.
Okay. Okay. Thank you from my side and best of luck and happy Diwali to everyone in the organization.
Thank you so much. Participants who wish to ask questions and join the question queue, please press star and one now. To ask a question, please press star and one now to get back in the queue. As there are no questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Santosh Sundararajan for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for actively participating and showing interest in the company. And in two quarters and then year after that, definitely look much more promising than these two quarters. So we are seeing a huge amount of uptake on all numbers going forward. And I'm looking forward to that and wish all of you a very safe and happy Diwali. And see you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you so much. On behalf of Vascon Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.